Good morning. It's February 6th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And the sound you were listening to were sounds of figure skating on the Captain Audio album. Today's title is Be Perfect. Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew 5:48, NIV. Recently, I had the pleasure of watching the 2020 U.S. National Figure Skating Championship from Greensboro, North Carolina, on TV. It was the woman's final free skate that had me, once again, transfixed. Now, this was the figure skating championships, mind you, not ice dancing. But if any of you are even near my age, you can't watch any skating without remembering Jane Torval and Christopher Dean's 1984 gold medal skate to Ravel's Bolero. It was, quite simply, perfection. YouTube it. But the other day, it was Mariah Bell, two-time U.S. bronze medalist, in third place after the short program, who skated to Hallelujah and, well, took my breath away, along with the rest of the world. Pull out your Oxford English Dictionary and look up the words determination, grit, perseverance, grace, beauty, ecstasy, and maybe tears of joy, and they will all have an accompanying photo of Mariah, face in her hands, sobbing and grinning at the same time, after a long-awaited perfect program. I have watched it multiple times now, and I tear up every time. In the end, she took the silver, 14-year-old phenom Elisa Liu defending her title successfully with simply impossible quads. But it was Mariah that brought the crowd to their feet a full 20 seconds before she had finished the final Bielman spin, skate in hand high over her head as she whirled at a blurring, dizzying pace. The 23-year-old Bell began skating at age 4. Every day of her life for 19 years, she'd practiced for hours, undoubtedly sacrificing all sorts of things that other teenagers took for granted. 7 times in her young life, she had finished second or third in important international competitions. Perfection is the goal of all Olympic-quality athletes. It's what, in the old scoring system, a 10 out of 10 meant. From her stunning triple lutz, triple toe combinations to her breathtaking fluidity to her undeniable joy in her pursuit of her dream, Mariah Bell simply was perfection, and everyone watching it knew it. So why does it bring tears and a grin to my face, just as it did to hers? Perhaps because only an infinitesimal percentage of people on the planet will ever achieve in sport anything even close to what this young woman has, and we get to share it with her. We've all worked hard at something in life, so that we can at least incompletely identify with the feelings that accompany such an accomplishment. But we also know that if perfection is the goal for the rest of us, well, Salvador Dali hit the nail on the head when he said, "Have no fear of perfection, you'll never reach it." Leo Tolstoy remarked that if you look for perfection, you'll never be content. Steve Maraboli points out in his book, Life, the Truth, and Being Free, that like the snowflakes, we are all uniquely imperfect, but perfect for our particular journey and no one else's. He contends that we are all universally headed in the same direction, and by that, I believe he means death in the end. But are we? Why does Christ, the only man who ever lived a sinless life, command us be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect? The reference Christ makes is to Leviticus 19:2, where God tells Moses to speak to all Israel and tell them to be holy because I am holy. God wants our moral code to evolve from his nature. Well, the history of man from the garden demonstrates that man is incapable of meeting this standard, whether in adherence to Mosaic law or to the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus tells us to be perfect, not expecting us to succeed in our own strength, but by putting our faith in him. In grace, he sent us the Spirit that is indwelling. We Christians don't strive for perfection. We love to perfection. And the Spirit, when we allow him, leads us to do the righteous thing. And through his grace, we who believe are actually headed in a different direction in the end. Hallelujah indeed. Father, focus our being on you, your Son, and on your Word. The perfection you desire of us can be attained in no other way. Amen. The music you're listening to now is the Ice Skater's Waltz, Opus 183, by Emil Waldteufel. We'll see you tomorrow.